This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980, where you see ESPN's Jordan Reed with us, NFL draft analyst, properly dressed as television's Jordan Reed. Yeah. Wearing that suit. What do you have? You do you keep count of the interviews, or you just prefer not?
Oh, I call it the car wash. You just go through it, hope for the best, and once you come out clean.
Yeah, hey, looking clean so far. So I don't know how many more you got, but you're almost there, looking clean, all as well. So when we did this last year, very different discussion for Washington at number two versus at number 29. When you look back at last year's class, though, and you think about how you evaluated those quarterbacks, then you saw how they played, and then, you know, it's 1 year. And as much as I think Washington fans want to beat their chest and be like, we got the best one, and you very well might have. It's still a long way to go in these guys' careers. Yep. But, like, how did such a prolific quarterback class change it all the way that you look at that position? I know this year's a weaker class, but, like, change the way you look at quarterbacks moving forward?
Well, I mean, that class was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it wasn't just the three at the top. I thought once Penix got in there, he played well, and then also Bo Nix. How about Bo Nix and how well that he played? And it's not a surprise that the two quarterbacks that played the most reps in college, those are the ones that translated the quickest on the next level. Speaking of Jaden and then also Bo Nix as well. So there's never a such thing as too many reps as a quarterback, especially in college. We're seeing guys preferably go back to school now as opposed to coming out, but just because of NIL. But last year's class I thought was absolutely terrific. It definitely lived up to the hype.
The one question I'm going to ask everybody that comes through whatever stop on the car wash this is this week is, like, is there anything from seeing how Washington built such a successful team last year, considering how much change there was, right, and how they went about their business and the way they messaged things that was very clear? Like, is there something you learn or take away about team building that was either clarified or that you learned from watching what Washington did last year?
Well, the one thing I will say about Adam Peters' first draft is that he took guys that were ready to play right now. You know, looking at guys like a Jaden Daniels or a Mike Samristeel, Johnny Newton, once he did get healthy.
Right.
Just playing or taking guys that were ready to play right away. That's something that I really noticed, especially the early round picks, because those guys were contributors right away. And these were players that we were sitting here 365 days ago talking about that were the most pro-ready players. I had first-round grades on Johnny Newton when he was coming out. And then Samristeel, it seems like, universally was loved by everybody.
Yeah. For sure. And I think that's the thing for me is, like, the character side of it. And I know that's something that, especially for someone like you this week, you're talking to your scouting buddies and trying to get kind of the vibe on all those guys. ESPN's Jordan Reed with us here on the Hoffman Show. So when we look at this year's class for Washington at 29, offensive tackle, edge, it seems like, even though some people don't love this class as a whole, for Washington's needs and kind of where it is, it lines up. Is that how you see it?
Well, I kind of see it differently. First thing I will say is that at 29 probably feels very weird
yes.
to you guys just yes. because you're looking at mock drafts usually in October or November.
It's a lot more scrolling on, like, yeah. your mock and everybody else. I'm like, dang, my finger's tired. It's a lot more scrolling down this year.
You know, but for their needs specifically at edge and then also corner, I think this draft class aligns very favorably for them just yeah. because this defensive line class, not only an edge rusher, but overall is absolutely loaded. So there's going to be some good players for them at 29, maybe somebody like a James Pierce Jr. Out of Tennessee, a Nick Scorton out of Texas A&M, and there's plenty of other names that come to mind that could be there for them at the back end of the first round. And also at corner, the great thing for Washington is that there's a huge cluster for me of early second round grades in this year's draft class. You know, Benjamin Morrison out of Notre Dame, mm-hmm. Azariah Thomas out of Florida State is another name that's getting a lot of buzz, Maxwell Hairston out of Kentucky. So there's a lot of names that's kind of jumbled up in that same cluster behind Travis Hunter and Will Johnson in this year's class.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, of the edge guys, let's start there. Is there one of those that really sticks out is knowing, again, that they, like, competitiveness is their number one trait. Like, they want those dog mentality type of guys. Is there one guy or a couple guys in that edge class that really stand out to you as, like, that guy's a commander?
Yeah, if we're looking for guys, maybe not necessarily at 29, but maybe day two, Jack Sawyer out of Ohio State is one that immediately comes to mind that just has that dog mentality that's pro ready right now. Somebody that's has so much success at Ohio State. We saw what he was able to do during his career and even in the college football playoff where he really blew up in a sense, really won the national title game for them. So he definitely is one. Another, if they're looking for one at 29, just mention him, James Pierce Jr.
Yeah.
out of Tennessee. Depending on how they feel about him fitting in schematically, I definitely think that he could replace that Dante Fowler type of role in the defense.
Jordan Reed, ESPN NFL draft analyst with us here on the Hoffman Show. I'm glad you said the day two thing too, because I think that is like Jaden broke all of our brains this year in Washington because rookies aren't supposed to do that. They're not supposed to play at an MVP type level or at whatever that version of, for their position, right? Quarterback, it's an MVP type level, offensive, defensive player of the year type level at other positions. So when you look at, okay, maybe what pattern you notice is they want guys that are more pro ready. Mm-hmm. If you look at either the edge, the corner, the tackle class, is there somebody that stands out on that realm where it's like first, second day, maybe it doesn't have to be 29, maybe it's day two, you know, because they also have that mid round, a third rounder from Miami, or Miami's third rounder in the Eagles trade with Jahan Dotson last year. is there somebody that, like, or a couple guys that really stand out as pro ready, ready to play now, even if maybe the ceiling's a little lower or whatever it is that might be the limiting factor? And
I'll let
there.
You pick a position. What position would you say?
Let's go tackle, because I think that they might need one to start this year. Like, they probably won't leave themselves empty handed in free agency. Yeah. That's not how Adam does business. But, like, if they can get a guy who can play right tackle and replace Andrew Wiley, like, mm-hmm. they'd probably take it.
Yeah. So two guys really come to mind on day two. The first one is Jonah Savanea. He's an offensive tackle slash guard out of Arizona. Very strong, has a great build, about 6'3", 330 pounds. Has experience primarily at right tackle, but has sprinkled in at some guard as well. So he's definitely one. And then another is Emory Jones, who's an offensive tackle out of LSU that's primarily played right tackle during his career, but I believe he's a guard on the next level. So both of those guys really scream commander types of players to me, just because very experienced, but also they're versatile, which is what we saw with Brandon Coleman a year ago. And we were sitting here 365 days ago saying, you know, who were some body types that potentially could fit in with the Commanders, and he was one that we listed.
So with Coleman, I'm just curious, having watched him in college and seeing what he did, like, did he exceed your expectations at left tackle? And then what do you do with that information? Because it still is a conversation of, do you, even after 1 year where he was like, I think by most accounts, pretty good at the very least, like, do you just keep running that experiment out, or do you kick him inside and go somewhere else?
Well, I was stunned that they actually went into the year as him being the unquestioned starter at left tackle, just because there were some question marks about him, especially being a day two pick, a third round pick, if he could come in and play right away. But I've always had the belief that if you are debating if a guy is a tackle or a guard, allow them to show you that they cannot play tackle first before you kick them inside to guard, just because tackle is such a valuable position. I'm going to allow that guy to show me that he's not capable of playing on the island first before I kick him inside.
The running back class is another place that I've got circled for Washington, especially that third, fourth round range. I know this class is absolutely loaded, but if I tell you, hey, Jordan, I want someone that's going to add serious juice, like playmaking juice in that third, fourth round range, who are the names that then come to mind?
Dylan Sampson out of Tennessee is one that I think would fit really well as that combination with Brian Robinson, a bit of a changeup. He's more of your dynamic, shifty type of runner, was the SEC Offensive Player of the Year this year. Vision is terrific. And then another is Devin Neal out of Kansas. He's another that I think is that shorter, stockier banger in between the tackles, but I think he's scheme versatile. And then another that I will say is Breshard Smith out of SMU. He's another that originally was a receiver at Miami 2 years ago and then transferred to SMU and actually transitioned to running back. So he's another that brings a lot of juice. He reminds me a lot of Tyrone Tracy, and we saw what he was able to do with the New York Giants.
Jordan Reed, ESPN, with us for another 2 minutes or so here on the Hoffman Show. All right, so when you get to the weekend and the actual workouts, are there one or two guys that, like, you just, I can't wait to see how this guy runs, or a measurement that you're waiting on for a guy that, like, maybe you like him a little bit more than others, and you just need that time to, like, confirm it, or for whatever reason that you just are really anxious or looking forward to the testing this weekend?
Well, one for me is Nick Emanwori. He's a safety out of South Carolina. I believe he's going to be the talk of the combine when we look back on the combine, and he's going to come in. He's going to be about 6'3", 230 pounds. He's going to jump probably 40-plus in the vertical. He's going to jump over 11 feet in the broad jump, and he's probably going to run in the high 4.3s. So he's going to be a freak show.
Yeah.
He's going to be a freak show.
That's like almost – like the craziest thing, I was going to say it's like LeBron level, except for LeBron does all of that at 6'9".
Right.
So just a reminder of who LeBron James is. And then last thing, I always love asking the draft guys this question. Like, who's your guy in the draft? Who's the guy that you're just like, that's my favorite? When if I could just flip on the tape of any dude in the draft, that's the guy I'm going to spend my time watching.
You may call me a cop-out for this answer, but it's Travis Hunter, man. Like,
that's a lot of tape to watch.
I just think he's such a rare player, and he reminds me a lot of Champ Bailey when he was coming out of Georgia in the late 90s. And, you know, Champ averaged over 100 snaps a game when he was coming out. He actually played both ways. Travis averaged over 115 snaps a game. But it's very rare to see a guy not only play one side of the ball at a high level, but transition over and play the other side of the ball at even a higher level. And if it were me, I would play him at corner full time, and I would sprinkle him in maybe 20 to 25 plays a game as a receiver. But I just think this dude is so rare, and whoever takes him is going to be very happy.
It's not a bad answer at all. Plus, then you get, you know, watch one player. I get some offense, get some defense. It's not a cop out. It's thinking man right there. ESPN's Jordan Reed. The rate we're going, I'll see you next year. About the same time, same place. More from Indianapolis next on the Hoffman Show.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.